Zeg het dus met Avi Murray, niet zo lucht. Zeg het dus met Daniel Schelen, was je show fout. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, so yesterday we were talking about the union of Ada Sidia Bloria. We saw the different shitas, how it applies to Kedusha. Right? Is it the Mordechai, B'Shem Lareim, says it applies even to Kedusha, but it's Truvas Maimon, he says that maybe it's only Kedusha Bia. But if you had Kedusha Kesef and the Eidim didn't actually see it, then that wouldn't be good. So, let's take a look. So, let's take a look at the Beis Shmuel. Well, Beis Shmuel on page 10. Rav Shechter likes to say, a historian about a certain Chashev Yeshiva that somebody was giving Mar Makomas to give a shir in that yeshiva, and one of the Mar Makomas was a Beis Shmuel, and if you don't learn halacha, you don't know where. And somebody writes Beis Shmuel, you're looking for the sefer Beis Shmuel, but the Beis Shmuel is a commentary on Eved Ezer in the Shulchan Aruch. So if you're going to be looking for a separate sefer calling Beis Shmuel, you're going to be looking for a long time. Okay, so that was the so the Beis Shmuel Yud Beis Achiru and Asina Mamish. You see where it's you just got Yud Beis on page 10. So first he says there was in the Shulchan Aruch it says that's true as a Rashi, right? You have to mamash see it, but the Beis Shmuel says. That a filu lo ro hanasina ain levatal kedushin ro dover hamochiach yocholoi ki ilu ro guf hamaisa. He says no, you don't have to actually see the nasina, as long as you saw enough. You know, meaning what? What's enough? Like just like we say by eide yichud heinin eide yichud heinin eide bia avol lo ro bia. In other words. Right, for Kedusha Bia, you don't say you have to see them together, you know, cohabiting together. You just go into the room. So you see that there's an empty room and the two people went in. So that's good enough. Have a gav the Lora Bia, because Mokam Imro, Yichud, Harik Moshe Roa Bia. Rashba betruva kosev dafka bebia amrinan ein hein mishum di efshal leros kimochel b'shofers. So some say it's only eidei bia because even if they would be inside the room, they won't be able to see the mamish the ma'isa bia, right? So therefore it has to be built in to the situation of bia. That you know, you just have to see the circumstance, and you know, and that's sufficient. Ef shaluros ki michol b'shofaris. Michol b'shofaris is the lashon of Gemara Makas. You know, it's a mashal of you know, a paintbrush into the thing that has the paint. So that's the man is the, you know, that's the muscle of the cohabiting of the man and the woman. So you're not going to actually see the penetration. So that's good enough to just see the circumstance. Well, Kedushin Sirach Loros HaMais HaMamash. But it could be, but then by Kedushin, you have to see the Mais HaMamash. So that's the question. Does it apply only to Kedushei Biya, the idea of just seeing like Harari said yesterday, circumstantial evidence, or does it apply even to Kedushei Kesef? So let's look at the Kesef on page 12. Says it's a Yesh of Kochai Beshwa. Oh, Joel. Page 12 in the Psalms, back in Yeralf, page 12. Yesh of Kochai Beshwal, Ebenezer Simmons Membez, Shakosim in Tabas Biodo, Omar Hariam Kadesh Sleep at Tabazze, the Loro Aidim Messina Rakim Kimak Rega at Tabas Biodo. Whereas he's holding the tabas, he says, that's Moshe's role. And then all of a sudden, the next second, she has it. So he didn't actually see, you know, but he had it, and now she has it. So they didn't actually see the Nesina, but they saw that he had it, and now she has it. So maybe that's good enough. Yeah. Etc. But he says the Tumim says the Tumim Heshiv the B'dinei Marumus Le'ivi Sadi Al Shachrim Keb Shita B'Yedia Kaze Anan Sadi Shuhem. It's Mashenki Kedusha Kzev Samelach Mekadosh Mo Eidim in Kedusha Chal Chal Kain Mamakach Tuhu Yedia Emes Nitzkacha Val Torah Tzvika Eidim. So the Tumim doesn't like this. The Tumim says, who's the Tumim? Who is the Tumim? You ever hear of the Tumim? Who is the Tumim? What's his name?
Could that be the Imre Baruch, maybe?
Imre Baruch? That's me. No.
In the Shulchan Aruch.
No. Who's the Tumim? The Tumim is Rav Yonis and Eibshitz. Okay? You've heard of Rav Yonis and Eibshitz. Some people spend their whole lives on Rav Yonis and Eibshitz because there's a whole historical thing about whether he was a supporter of Shabtai Tzvi or not. Yeah. So they give courses and courses on this. If you want to spend the rest of your life, you can spend the rest of your life just discussing the history of the machlokas between Rav Yaakov Emden and Rav Yonis and Eibshitz, whether Rav Yonis and Eibshitz was a Shabtai Tzvinik or not. But if you want to do other things in life, you don't have to spend the rest of your life on this. But so we can just spend 2 minutes discussing. But this is like a big thing in the scholars, like the
Rabbi J.J. Factor wrote his dissertation on, right?
Yeah, he wrote his dissertation on Rav Yaakov Emden. So anyone's going to write a dissertation on Rav Yaakov Emden has to cover also the Emden, let's call the Emden Eibshitz controversy. Right, but he wrote his PhD. And who did he write his PhD for?
University.
And who was the teacher, the mentor? Who? Anyone? Rabbi Doctor Isidore Twersky, the father of Rabbi Meir Twersky. He was the head of the Judaic Studies Department at Harvard. So he was his mentor. Okay. So the Tumim, the Yaris Dvash wrote a sefer, the Rav Yaakov Emden wrote a sefer. Rav Yonis and Eibshitz wrote many svarim. So his sefer in Choshen Mishpat was called the Urim of Tumim. Then he wrote a famous sefer Drush. Is that his famous sefer Drush called? Yaris Dvash. And I'll tell you, and what did Rav Avadi Yosef say about this? He said the Yaris Dvash is an understatement. It's sweeter than Dvash. But the Urim V'Tumim maybe is an overstatement. You know, like this is like the Urim V'Tumim. You know, maybe that's like an overstatement. But the Yaris Dvash maybe is an understatement. There's a sefer called Rabbeinu. That's the name of the sefer, Rabbeinu. Next, when you come to my house, I'll show it to you. It's a diary that this fella, his name is what was his last name? Shitrus. But Shitrus, he was the one who was with Rav Avadi Yosef like for the last, I don't know, several years of his life, and he was with him every day, and they learned together, and he kept a diary of everything, what they did this day, what did they learn, what did Rav Avadi Yosef say, you know, all the this fellow Rav Shitrus wrote it. So that statement is in that diary about the. Okay, so he says Tumim says no, that if you need Edim, you see like this. By Dini Momenus, look at the first one, the last white line. Momenus, look every sadi elulashak means the purpose of Edim is to catch somebody if they're lying. So if it's a question of monetary debate, so we want to know who's telling the truth and who's lying. So that's why we need witnesses, but. But if there's no machlokas, say you went to the store this morning and you bought coffee or whatever, right? So you paid the money, they gave you the coffee, and everything was fine because there was no machlokas between the two of you. If there would be a machlokas between the two of you, then you'd have to bring a proof that you paid or whatever. But there's no machlokas, so everything was good. But when a man and a woman get together and the man gives her the ring, and say there were no witnesses, but they both agree that it happened, right? So it's not a good kedusha, because the edim is what makes the kedusha. It's not about that we're afraid maybe the man is lying that she didn't really want. No, they both agree that they're interested in marriage, and he gave the ring, and he said, Israel," and he gave the ring, and she accepted, but there were no witnesses, and so it's no good because by kedusha. The purpose of the witnesses is not to make sure that the truth is being told, even if we know that there's no question of what the truth is, you still need as an inherent part of the marriage. So therefore, the Tumim says, he thinks that if you would only need Edim to know what the truth was, so then maybe Yediyah would be good. But if you need Edim to what? To solidify the marriage, even though we know the truth, that they know the truth and everyone knows the truth, but you still need to aid them, that maybe those aid them need to be mamash or ear mamash. So that's what, who says this? The Tumim says this. The Tumim quoted here in the Ksos, that he doesn't go for this Yediyah Kiriya. By this. But now the Ketzos is going to make his comment. He says, Ein su tshuva. What does Ein su tshuva mean? Angel Truva means this is not a good response. A retort. In other words, what do you mean? Around the parak, I'm a gare, and she cuts off the sheet as a riff. We did this last semester. This feeling that Rav Loza Edim Sira Kart. Rav Loza says that when you have a star, you don't need Edim on the star, you only need Edim watching the star given over. Edim Sira Kart. Edim Chasima, but Edim Chasima could also work. But how does Edich of Almasha nearly be said? Rav Loza sphere the Edich Basir Karti Lechud, no Edich Hasim, Mimadum, the mode of Rav Loza, the Edich Hasim, Mahani, Hainu Mishub, the sphere the Shamasira Koretis, Koshish Edim Medover, Beche Meidim of Masira Asma, or Guf Hadover. Meatum, Mashamoda, Rav Loza, the Gech Hosum, the Edich Hasim, Koretis, Abishub, the sphere the Edich Hasim, Karti, El Shamasira Koretis, Kavishish Edim, Wicker Hadover, Havla Edich Hasim, Kedim Masira. In other words, the halacha, Rav Loza says, Edim Mesira. In other words, when you give a star, Rav Shachter always says it means from the salvation means a star kinyan. Whereas I give a star that is changing the status. Either a star that you want to marry your wife with a star. We don't do this as well as that. We don't do star kedushin. The ksuba is not really a star kedushin. It's a star moment. But in those days, Aisha nicknames Mishlosha Drachim either means you give your wife to be, either money or value. Today we just give a ring, right? Our minig is we don't not Makadish with a coin. I think some Sephardim I've heard might do it. But we don't do that today. Because a coin is representative value. So maybe she's not going to have full das on the coin. Because one day the government could say, this doesn't have any value. So therefore, we want what? Inherent value. Under the chuppah, you give your wife inherent value. You don't give her a coin. Even though the coin is more than a shavah pruta. But no coins. Okay? Because a coin is not inherent value, it's representative value. And therefore, representative value is totally on whether the government accepts it or not. So maybe the government just made a rule that, just like they can make all rules, different titles of rules are made all the time. They made the rule, they have new rules, We see this, So one way is kesef, shtar. The other way is shtar, to write on a piece of paper that you mekadesh and give it in front of two eidim. Even though the shtar itself maybe is not a shavah pruta, because you could say that what do you need the kedusha shtar? If the shtar itself is paper and paper is worth something, then maybe. So let's talk about even if the shtar was not worth anything, it wasn't a shavah pruta, but the shtar itself creates the kedusha. And then there's kedusha bia, in other words, that you didn't do any kesef or any shtar, and it's the bia itself that he's mekadesh with, and the edim are standing outside. It's the yichud, the bia, etc. So Rabbi Elazar says when you give a shtar for kedusha, you don't have to have edim on the shtar. All you have to have is giving the shtar in front of edim. That's called edim mesira, but some Rishonim hold, the Rif holds that you could also use Eide Chasima and not Eide Mesira. So the question is, so why? If you need Eide Mesira, so why is Eide Chasima good, according to the Rif? So the answer is given. That once you have Eide Chasima, and now it says Harei Mekudeshli, and there's Eide Chasima, and now she's holding on to the star. So how did she get the star? It's his star, and there are Eidim on it, and now she's holding on to it. And there was no Eidim that he gave it to her, but it's very likely that if she's holding on to it, that he must have given it to her. So even though, in other words, you really need Eidei Mesira. But if you have Eidei Chasima, even though you don't have Eidei Mesira, the Ran explains the Rif, that's Ke'ilu, there's Eidei Mesira also. Because even though we didn't see the Mesira, but by the fact that, like Rabbi Harari said yesterday, it's circumstantial evidence that she had it. I mean, what, she stole it from him? Not likely. So if she has it, and it's signed, it must be that it's all true and that he actually did give it to her, even though no one saw. But so he says like this. So you see from that halacha, by aiding the Rif's opinion, by Eide Mesira, that Eide Chasima could be in lieu of Eide Mesira. But how could that be? You need to see the Mesira. The answer is because once they're Eide Chasima, that's like having Eide Yediyah on the Mesira. So, and that's her get. Or kedushin, so then it should work for kedusha kesef also. So that's why the Ksos doesn't like what the Ketuvim said. Because the Ketuvim, you're against the Ran's explanation of the Rif. So that's the Ksos's retort. That the Ketuvim says, no, you don't say Eidech Yediyah. You have to see it. Because Kedushin, it's a din in the seeing, because it's not about lying. Right? We said before. But you see that by Eidei Mesira, that the Rabbi Loza Shita is Eidei Mesira. And the Rif was Mechadesh, that means even Eidei Mesira, but Eidei Chasima also work. So how does it work? So the Ran explains, because when you have Eidei Chasima, and now she's holding it, there must be it's Ke'ilu, we have knowledge on the what? On the Mesira, even though no one saw it. But it obviously happened, because how does she have it in her hand? So that's what he says. And we're talking about a get. A get, in other words, as Rav Shechter said, this whole discussion is by a shtar kinyan. Shtar kinyan means a shtar that affects something. It changes status. It makes you a married person, it makes you a divorced person, it makes the status of that I own the house now, versus you gave me the, you know, Eidei Shtar Raya is just, we bought the house and now we're just writing a document that the Kenyan took place, but that was the Kenyan. But sometimes the Shtar itself is affecting the change of status. So he says, "Ela Mesira caresses came she isham edim al ikar adavid the havle edim chasima ke edim Mesira. The edim chasima become the edim Mesira, because since it says that he's mekadesh, it's going to be mekadesher, and the two edim sign, and now she's holding on to it. So it must be that it was given from him to her, even though no one saw it. But the fact that she's holding on to it, there's enough of circumstantial evidence, like Rav Harari said, to show that the giving over took place. And therefore, way Rabbi Willig once said many years ago, that Eidei Shtar Kinyan means that you need a raya li'ikuv. So we have a raya. But the fact that that's what creates the Kinyan. What's the raya? The raya is that it's signed and she's holding on to it now. So if it works for Gittin, it should work for Kedushin also. So that's the Ksos's taina against the Tumim. The Tumim wants to say, no! When you got that coffee, so that's not, so no, there was no argument, so you didn't need to take two of your friends. Watch me give the money, right? When you bought the coffee this morning, you took two friends and said, oh, can you watch me give the money? And then, no, you don't need to do that, because you'll give the money and they'll accept the money and it'll be good. But by Kedushin, it's the Tumim says no. It's nothing to do with lying or not lying. In other words, even though they both agree that it happened, but still you need the aid. So if you need the aid, then you need, that means that you need, then the idea is not enough, you need Ria. But he wants to bring a raya, the Ksos, that even for Kedushin and Gittin, that it's enough to have Eidei Yediyah. Because you see, by the shtar, by the din of shtar, even though you really, everyone else says Eidei Mesira, you need a shtar in front of Eidim to see it giving over. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita, Eidei Mesira. But he holds, according to the Rif, even Eidei Mesira. Chasim is also good. So what's the svara? Because once there's Eidei Chasima, that's Ke'ilu, we have Yediyah on the Mesira. That's the Ksos. You should learn Ksos, Rebbe. So Rav Shach always told the Talmidim. It's a good tool to get you to know how to learn. Just learn Ksos. You get the Svaras, you get the Lumdas. And it's not such a hard sefer. It's not the hardest sefer out there. And it gets you to think. It gets you to, you know. So he was a big believer of yeshiva boys learning Ksos. So we should follow that. So אם כן, החנמי, כיוון שיודו, ידעו לעדים הללו שבוודאי מסרו לה, על פי ידיע, אבל לעדים ממש. So all we had is, where was the Eidei Mesira? Right? We didn't have any Eidei Mesira. But the Eidei Chasima are like the Eidei, because if we had a Chasima, and now she's holding on, even though no one saw the transfer, but it must have happened. Oh, could be that he dropped it one day and she picked it up. Okay, could be, but very unlikely. Very unlikely. Now, Jody, like you said last semester, presumptions. We have to make certain presumptions. So this is and we can't make irrational presumptions, but this is
So then when you extend that to Kesef, you don't have Eide Chasima. So how do you extend that to Kesef?
But I'll tell you the word. In other words, he had the ring, and now she has the ring. So how did it get there? So it could be, there was a famous mice in Atlanta where somebody dropped the ring. Have you ever told this mice? There's a famous mice that took place in Atlanta. You know this famous mice? That right after the chuppah, they're walking out of the chuppah, and she can't find the ring. Kala can't find the ring. Now, it doesn't matter halachically because it was given to her in front of Aiden. But, like, she can't, it's like a little bit, disheartening. Like, where'd my ring go? Until one Jew in the crowd, his name is Rav Avraham Levitt. He scoured the area. And all of a sudden, he got it. He said, there's the ring. Found the ring. She was. I guess that's a new key in Simchas Chasam Akala.
Maybe sometimes the most occurring thing is when they can't find the ksuba.
Yeah, that's a different thing. When you can't find. There's a big issue in getting married is to make sure that the kala, after she gets the ksuba from the chassan, if I'm the Masada Kedushin, I make sure that to take care of this. But that there'd be somebody who's taking the ksuba afterwards, putting it in the room with the belongings, so it shouldn't get lost. Very simple. Because if you don't do that, then the people who are cleaning up the shmorg, when they're cleaning up the leftover franks and blankets, and they're throwing that away, I'll throw everything else away as well. And then you come home and where's my ksuba? So that's the biggie. So when I'm a Sarah Kedushin, I make sure to say who's going to be taking the. There's certain things that you just have to make sure you take care of. And if you don't, it's just going to. So that's the answer of Avram. That the answer to your question is there is no chasima by, but she has the ring now. He had it before, now she has it. So obviously there's a slight chance, like I said, that he could have dropped it and she could have picked it up and he never gave it to her. But that's hardly unlikely. Right? Hardly unlikely. And therefore what? And therefore the idea that it took place. But then he says, Omnam, divrei beishmul einam buchrach lani as daiti. So what was the beishmul say? Which way did the beishmul say? They said, Beishmul said, I feel we're all in a Sina. So let's see what he says. But the came to Shosha Mosrolos at Tabas Laroha Edim, came Havadim Mekadish Ve Edim Achare Hageder. I feel Roha Edim is a mice, came to him Laro, and came Lonis Kavno with Kedushan Gemur. On page 13, So what did the Beis Shmuel say? Page 13, the paragraph Omno. What did the Beis Shmuel say? The Beis Shmuel said that you don't have to mamash see it, right? And that's because Yidi is good enough. And that the Ksos himself proved it, right? He went against the Tumim, right? But he says it's not so simple. Because what's the case in the Beis Shmuel? What was the case? What was the case? So he says like this. The case was that there were Edim on the other side of the wall, right? We saw that yesterday. There was a fence, right? And there were Edim on the other side of the fence, right? Where did we see that? Where did we see the case of the fence?
By the Rashba.
Tafshin.
Rashba?
What page?
1 second.
Okay. Yeah, page 7. The Shnaim Shi Omdim Achare Geder. Right? Two people on the other side of the fence. And then he hears that he says to her, I'm going to Mekadesh you with the Esrog. Right? So he says like this. So you want to say that ADED is good enough? So that's good enough, right? Because he didn't see giving over. So that it should be good. Especially the Ksos himself just said it was good. But he said, no, it's not so posh. Why? Because Kevin Shem Lora in Kevin Lora's Kavanul Kedushin Gemur. Because if a man and a woman are, he's giving her something with Shem Kedushin, and there's no Edim around, even though there were Edim on the other side, and they heard it, so they knew that it probably happened. But that's ADD, that should be good. But there's another thing that you need, that it's not enough that ADD, but if the Chasen and Kala don't realize that the Edim are there, even though the Edim don't see, but they hear, and they know what's going on. But if you don't know that they're there, then when you gave it L'Shem Kedushin, you didn't have Kavana L'Shem Kedushin because you thought there were no Edim there. So even though the Maisa Edim were there, but if you didn't realize they were there, then it's no good. Even if you're going to say that ADD is good. Omnam, Divrei Beis Shmuel, and the Beis Shmuel, the way he's understanding, seemingly says that so let's see. Came to Shosha Mosulos at Tabas Loro Edim. You can't have a din Makadish for Edim Achare Hageder. In other words, the case of Beis Shmuel was not Achare Hageder. That's the Rashba's case. But he's saying if they didn't see it and the Chasen Kala realized that the Edim didn't see it, so then it's like then maybe the Chasen Kala don't have Kavanah L'Kedushin. In other words, just like if the Edim are on the side, or if the Chassan did in a way that the Edim can't see, so, and even though the Edim know that happened, but if Chassan Kala thinks that the Edim didn't see, so then they didn't necessarily have Kavanah L'Shem Kedushin, even if ADD is good enough. Because it's like having Edim on the other side of the fence. In other words, it has to be that the Chasen Kala know that the Edim saw or know about. But if they think that the Edim didn't, then that could be a chisaron in the whole kedusha.
If they didn't think that the bees were watching, then why would they, what did they think?
Well, like the case of the Beis Shmuel, if we read the Beis Shmuel again, what did he say? Kiddush for the Edim, Fil Yichar Yichon Yivir, Meros, Achach Yisrael, Tachzor, Edim Kiddush and Shiro. And then the Beis Shmuel says, you don't need. Feel more raw in the scene. I ain't vata kedusha. But it's only if the Kasim Kala realized that the Edim realized. So if they don't think, if the Kasim Kala did it in a way where you, no one could see, so they thought the Edim.
Why
would he do that? Yeah. So let's. What's yeah. Yeah. I mean, he says. Edim didn't see. So, but they didn't see. But what did they think? But didn't they have Yediyah? So it must be. It's not like we're at a chassid of all. You know, it's not like we're at a chassid of all getting married. This, in other words, the Edim might have been there, but the. Cousin Kyle giving it, and it's and he heard that that's what he said to her, but the Cousin Kyle didn't realize that the Aiden saw or knew. So even though they, in the end they had a idea, but if Cousin Kyle don't realize that they had a idea or Ria, then it's no good.
I mean, their das is also
because the Cousin Kyle have to realize that's. I always when I'm upside kedusha, I always tell the Cousin Kyle who. You know, you should know this one is your aid and this one is your aid. So you should realize who the aidim are.
I mean, but I'm saying it's some kind of like, Kala can't even see anything. So.
Yeah, recently at a chasana, I was an aid kedushin, and I told him a sign of kedushin, I want to see the Kala. So because the more modern Orthodox weddings, the veil is very thin. But as other weddings, certainly, Hasidic weddings.
It's okay.
It's moments you can't see. You can't see who's there. So there's a whole big machlokas aposkim. Is it enough just to see that there's a human being in a white dress? You don't know who it is. And this man gave a human being in a white dress a ring. But has no clue who that human being is because he can't see the face. Is that what?
Rachel
Leah.
Rachel
Leah. He saw by the detective. Who says he? And how do you know it's the same person? And who says you were at the Badekin if you're an eighth tradition? Well, it's not so easy to get up front by the Badekin. You're lucky if the chassan at your own wedding you'll be able to get up. I hope. But at someone else's wedding, to get to the Badekin, to be able to see, it's not so simple. So I told him Masada Kedushin under the Chuppah. I want to see the Kala. So he, sometimes if you can also get it in when she has to drink, and they put it up. But it's not so simple that you'll see. Because, it depends, you know, so I told him Masada Kedushin. I can't see that. I want to see the Kala. So he acquiesced, and he picked up the veil, and I was able to see the column. That's what Mabit says, that you need to see, that Adam have to be able to have seen the column, to know who the, right. That they see the column.
I'm saying in terms of the Kitsos that if we're saying that the das of the professional column is important here, that they need to have a certain degree of certainty that the Edom are watching.
Yeah.
How does that work if the Kala can't see anything?
If the Kala can't see anything, but she knows she got a ring on her finger. So she knows she's at a wedding. She knows, I hope so. She knows that she's at her wedding, hopefully. And she knows that the man just said, usually a Hasidic wedding, how many times do they ever meet or speak? But okay.
Does Shmia count for anything, or it's only Re'iyah when it comes to Eidos?
For what?
For, let's say, like this case, this Indian that the Chasam and Kala have to be, they have to believe that the Eidim are watching.
Right. They have to, those of the Eidim Acharei HaGeder, it's no good. So he says that this case, somehow, that they didn't see, maybe is like, if they think that the Eidim don't know or because again, it wasn't necessarily at a regular wedding. It was just in the forest someplace.
Maybe they had an obstructed view.
So they didn't think that the Eidim even saw or knew. So the case where they think that the Eidim didn't even see or knew, even though in the end they did know. That was, you'll ask them later, did you know what was going on? They said, absolutely. So the consultants would say, still no good. Because since the Chasam Kala didn't realize that they that had the area. Wow. So it's not enough just to have Yidiyah or Riyah, but you need the das of the Chas and the Kala that the Eidim, the knowledge that the Eidim has.
So we have a case that the guy that's next to Eidim, and he says, I'm going to do the Kedusha, and then the Eidim walk out for like a second. And then they start hearing him, and then see at the end afterwards. So they didn't know they're there, and then they miss the actual giving part.
Right.
So in that case, we say that should be good.
But they knew what happened.
They knew what they were there. They were assigned to be there. And then they walk out.
They walked out. They pulled up, and then they leave. Just go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
They come in, it was done already.
Something like that, yeah. Well, even if they hear it,
They heard. So there's, as long as the Chasam Kala, again, we're not talking about the Chasam Sofer, we did that the whole people, all the people there could be ADD. But if, in other words, if your ADD is good, according to the Chasos, then and we also, the Ksosis Chiddush is that Yidia could work, Riya could work, but one thing you also need is that the Chasam Kala realize that there's Eidim there who had a Yidia or a Riya. That's his Chiddush over here. Whereas first his Chiddush is to argue with the Tum, that the Tum says what? That Yidia is not good enough for Kiddush. So that he argues with, because he says it's against the Rif. On 8A, the Seer Kart. But his second Chiddush is that you need that the Chazal Kala know that there was Yidia or Riyah. Because if they don't, and they think there's no one saw, or no one realizes that what was going on, then we assume that they didn't really have Das Kiddush. Because the assumption is every Chazal Kala, I guess, knows that you need Eidi Kiddush. You have to assume like that, right? So if every Chasam Kala know, and they think that there were no Eidim Kedushin, and then in the end there was, but it's no good because it's a chisaron in the Das Kedushin of the Chasam Kala. That's his chiddush. That's us. Okay, tomorrow what we have to do is the Avnei Milul, which is the same person in the Ktos. The Avnei Milul is also very yeshivish or sefer, but it's on Eved HaEzer. So there was Ksos Perish on Choshen Mishpat, it's called Ksos HaChoshen. And Eved Ezra is called the Avnei Milul. So we'll see that And then after we do that, we go to Rav Moshe's tshuva about civil marriages. Okay, so a lot of good, interesting things coming up. And then I told you we're going to have a whole series of shiur on treifas. What's the story of animal procedures, injections in animals? Does that make the animal treif and therefore the milk is treif or not?
And so you talk to him.
And you should know, there's some people who are of the opinion that even if you want to be makel to have non-chal of Israel, but you should, and we discuss all the issues, but maybe you still should have chal of Israel because maybe the non-chal of Israel had procedures done to the cows which were not taken out of the corral, and then you're having a worse problem, the treifas. That's a whole discussion. What do we have to not worry about that? And so that I think is a fascinating topic. Okay, Rabosai. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. B'Shar Tova. It's good to see everybody from near and from far. Near and far. Okay. And looking forward. Have a good day to all.
Okay.
And Shalom Uvracha.
Thank you.
Don't.